The War on Waste Innovation, Chapter 7, War on Waste Consequences. The following observations have helped me understand what happens when we deliver a war on waste. We have focused our efforts at trying to understand how the Quantum Leap company evolves. We also need to know what we have to do to make it happen. The Quantum Leap company, or its attendant management structure, the tribal knowledge paradigm, is our term to describe the company that has made a major positive change in its profit structure. We want to tell people about what makes this happen and hope others will do the same for us. It is important to understand this company, the Quantum Leap company. Early on, we struggled to define what this company was all about. We had observed that some companies made a leap in improvement during or immediately following the war on waste. It was a significant leap in performance improvement, but the question is, why did it occur? It was certainly a good question to ask. We'll explore that later. But what are the characteristics of this company? We wanted to know how we would recognize when this quantum leap had occurred. Or better yet, can we do anything to force it happening? First, we made a few observations about the Quantum Leap companies. We noted that the presentations during the war on waste created a major excitement in the company. Employees became energized and began to feel a greater sense of pride in their work. Employees told us that the war on waste project gave them a real sense of empowerment. They were energized to do more. This is the first step of the quantum leap. Now, we have a diagram here, which I've been told not to describe, but it basically is three levels, and then a sort of a fourth level down a little bit from the top one. And the first level is what we call an energy metastable state. After a company makes this first step, it could remain there for days, months, or years. We call this a metastable state because the company can improve or return to where it was before the training began. It is a fragile state. A black knight that went through the war on waste training, or a black knight who is new to the company and not familiar with Quantum Leap company cultures, can destroy this company at this point. The black knight can create doubt in the commitment of the CEO to the success of the war on waste. It is at this point that we encourage CEOs to explain to everyone the consequences of failing to get behind his agenda. The second step of the war on waste, this quantum leap, will make the company a lot of money and improve profits, and so traders are not welcome. To make this second step, the company is poised for action as a result of the initial activity from the war on waste. A quantum nudge will move the company to the second excited state. This may come at any time, and it takes lots of forms. For example, in one company, the quantum nudge came when an employee approached me to ask my help in keeping the CEO out of his way so that he could develop a special robotically controlled version of the traditional chemical process of the company. He needed someone to keep the meddling CEO and founder from interfering with his new design. It turned out to be a quantum leap because the company was able to capture significant new business at lower and more profitable levels than the older process. This led to the company growing 3 times its previous year's revenue. It ultimately led to the sale of the company at over 12 times EBITDA 10 months after the war on waste began. In another Quantum Leap company, the quantum nudge idea came from one of the employees after the presentations were complete. The employee observed that once they had organized templates that had previously been badly disorganized, they could respond to any product request and have it completed in less than an hour. That meant that the company could now serve a market in which the customers needed May Day service. The company could charge a premium to get the product if the customer demanded out the door because the customer's equipment was down. The company could same-day ship products to the East Coast from California if the order was received by 4 o'clock. This idea allowed the company to become a prime supplier of product to this market, and the quantum leap was achieved. Another quantum leap completed the war after the war on waste and had improved its operating processes. The quantum leap came several months later when they found they could deliver a sample product with each quote to their largest customer. They ended up getting all the customer's business because the customer felt more comfortable giving them the business. This company grew for 3 years with a 25% pre-tax profit. They were sold 4 years after the war on waste for 13 times EBITDA. Many of these quantum leaps occurred with our facilitators on site. Some of them had occurred when we had completed our consulting assignment after the war on waste. In just about all of these situations, the CEO realized the war on waste prepared the way for the quantum leap idea. The idea emerges, and the company can be guided easily to make the idea happen. The precise nature of any company's quantum leap is not predictable, but if an idea leads to a 30% improvement in profit, lead time, or direct labor productivity after the war on waste, then a quantum leap has probably occurred. These are just some of the indicators, but if the quantum leap has occurred, significant improvement will be noted in most key business indicators. We are generally looking to see gross margin improvements of 20% or greater, revenue increases from the quantum leap idea of at least 50%, and lead time reduction of at least 50%. Speed or velocity. When we talk about speed or velocity of business, we were referring to the rate at which it delivers the value-adding process to its customers. We know that competitors with the shortest product cycle development, manufacturing, and distribution cycles will dominate their markets. We know this because they have the advantage of optimized processes, innovation, flexibility, and low cost. The war on waste is all about increasing the velocity of the change process. The winners of today's market competitions are going to be those companies that figure out ways to get their products to market quickest. Additionally, in order to thrive, an organization must be able to transform itself and its underlying business strategy quickly and efficiently. The company that competes aggressively in today's market will look forward to opportunities for earnings growth. In the war on waste, we look for opportunities to resolve critical constraints by shortening lifetime cycles, shortening cycle times, speeding cash flow, eliminating wasteful non-value-adding costs, reducing the need for working capital, reducing warranties, and improving service. We have done a lot of work with companies in helping them increase the operating speeds of processes. We improved one company's lead time on one project from 22 days to 2 days. That is, the lead time measured from the receipt of an order until the product was shipped. In this company's, all orders were shipped to the company on a COD basis, so the lead time we decided to measure was the time from receipt of the order until the product was paid for. The cycle time went from 1 day to 4 hours. After this war on waste activity, the company was really buzzing. Things started to happen. We believe that by focusing your organization on increasing the throughput of your organization, its speed, you're going to totally change the way you do business. And the control you had before may not be the control that you ultimately want to have. Rest assured, your organization is going to change. If you get your employees to focus on speed, you will suddenly find that they will begin to do the right work in order to increase the speed. When delivery times go down, customers are happy. More customers want the benefit of your fast delivery, and your business or organization prospers. This leads to a company with a sense of urgency. A happy coincidence of bringing more customers to your door is that now you have the option of raising your prices. If customers recognize that your fast delivery time offers a benefit not to be found with your competitors, they will pay a bit more for the added value your fast delivery time provides. So you can now earn more for the same work, allowing you to take bigger profits and share some with the employees, thus increasing their commitment to improving delivery still more. This is the end of Chapter 7, Part 1. The next chapter will cover customer-centric thinking, the edge of chaos, and will lead us into the final two chapters. Thank you very much. If you want to find out more about us, go to www.waronwasteacademy.com. Or you can email me, len@bertain.com. In the meantime, look forward to seeing you in Chapter 7, Part 2. Thank you.